Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. The deeper the trust, the greater the brand. Branding is the business of going around and earning trust. It's like we all got a sign on our chest that says, trust me. It's an invisible sign. And we all go around with that throughout our entire lives. But whether you're focused on your personal brand or your professional brand, your story is still being written and spoken about and evolving, and additional chapters are always being added by those who witness you. You see, visuals, people think logos, websites, brochures, flyers. I think the average person thinks of branding as being just visuals, really, of them saying, okay, a brand is a logo. But it's such a small part of the whole that makes a brand, especially ones that we think in professional terms, the brands that exist today, the brands that everybody recognizes and we all vote with our wallets on to some degree. It's so many other elements of that than just their visuals or their product or service. So many more subtle things. So what makes up a good brand, y'all, what makes up a great brand is a sense of cohesion and synchronicity between all touch points of that brand, of that business, that company, that entity. It's not just the visuals. It's the team members. It's the people that they hire. It's their vibe and work culture in their office environment. It's the type of clients that they attract, the type of clients that they want to serve, the type of clients who they are retaining. It's about how they treat others. It's about how they react when they got somebody that is pissed off, or a client or customer that was wronged, how they react to that, what they do about that. It's about where they want to go with things. It's about the impact that they want to leave. It's about their mission, all of these different things, right? In addition to their visuals. We're all salesmen and saleswomen. All of us, everybody that's living, right? From convincing your kid to eat their veggies all the way to asking for a $1 million investment, you're selling something. You're selling you. You're selling your ideas. When you're trying to get into a relationship with someone, or you're single, you're courting them. You're trying to get them to trust you and see you as you are. At a minimum, we're all selling ideas. Every single day, me talking on this podcast is selling ideas all of the time, trying to get you to think of things or convince you into believing in yourself in a different way, right? That's me selling something. So it happens from a most obvious standpoint when we are speaking, usually. Anytime we're on the phone with people, friends, whatever it may be, man, you want to hang out, you want to do this, we're all selling something. So that's just on the subconscious tip. This is why we must all be cognizant of this story that we're telling and reinforcing to people about us, because those things end up shaping what our brand becomes, since the people that we're selling to become a part of our brand. They become a part of that story. And that is something that we can direct, but we cannot control it. Because our story and our brand lives on beyond what we intended to do, what we create. It lives on in the minds and hearts of others. We can write the script for our brand and direct a movie about it, but it's those audience members who will tell others what they saw. They'll tell others how they felt, whether or not they cared, and whether they will go back for seconds. Your personal brand, that's the big part. That's everything. And your professional brand usually becomes an extension of who you are personally, especially if you founded a company or an entity. So it's the personal brand that we have to be most deliberate and intentional about and be working on ourselves in that way so that the things that we touch, so that the things that we create are natural extensions of that. They're organic. They make sense. They are fluent. They feel like they would come from those creators. We cannot hope to be trusted by people and be revered without building our brand, without actively building our brand, constantly tweaking it, constantly getting feedback on it, constantly evolving it, because it's never going to be perfect. And it cannot remain stagnant at the same time. It must grow. If it doesn't, if we don't focus on our personal brands, if we don't focus on our professional brands, they will die. They will go stale. If they don't die or go stale, they will be directed by those speaking about the brand. And that's where we do not want to be. In consulting with my clients as a brand strategist, I'm always teaching them different pathways to improve their rapport, different ways to lean more into their natural personalities and tendencies, to focus more on just the visuals. It's a mindset shift. It's a narrative switch. People come to me all the time thinking that it's time for them to design a logo, and they have ideas about what their logo is supposed to be, or what they want their website to be, or what they know that they want to sell, or they have a grand idea. And that's cool. But did we do this brand work first? And if we haven't, then we have to go back and work on these things before we can be thinking about what this logo means. So it's on us, the brand strategists, the designers, the developers, to inform clients and to kind of shift that paradigm so that they understand that visuals are usually like secondary elements of the brand, maybe even tertiary. But the primary ones are focusing on this story that we need to be creating and crafting and writing and figuring out the problem that we solve and how we uniquely solve it and what our superpowers are. We need to have all of that already laid out. So that's why I help them create what we call brand strategy guidelines. So it's like an internal Bible that you get to really just know and utilize and understand so that you have this North Star for where you are working towards and have all of these elements laid out. And then you can go on and hand that off to a different contractor or outsource that and to have people look at that before they do the work for you, right? You get to pass that along and say, okay, well, this is everything that the brand is. Can you turn this? How do you turn this into the visual version of what these words say, right? So that's the hard work, but it's the necessary work. And it's the work that's most vital to creating all of these other elements, to attracting our team members, to realizing who we are, to realizing the type of products that we create, because we have our guidelines set. We know our strategy. Cohesion. Whether it's personal branding or professional branding, is what we have to focus on, a level of consistency, how everything works in tandem. In a personal sense, in a personal brand, this would mean, okay, the type of colleagues and network that you have, the type of friendships that you conduct. None of us can choose our family, but the friends that we choose, if when we make those relationships deeper, those are the family that we end up choosing, that we do get to choose. Right. So we don't get to choose how we were raised and where we grew up, all of those things. But the relationships that we conduct after that point outside of our household are the ones that we do get to, wield some level of influence. And so cohesion. Right. What do people know you for? What do people recognize you for? What are the stories that people are saying about you when you're not around? Not that people talking behind your back. I'm talking about good people in your life when they're just describing the type of person that you are, right? So you can do the hard work. You can go ahead and ask them to assess you every now and then, right? And if it's personal, it can be a little bit more lenient. It don't have to be on a particular schedule, but check in with them every now and then. Like, make sure you haven't, that nothing that you did has wronged people, I guess. And if they could describe you in one word or a sentence, what would they say about you? These are things that you're trying to understand so you can see what your weaknesses are. And then, of course, if you have the resources at the time to be able to use what they do say about you, the good things, the things that are your strengths, you can use that to your advantage and then be a little bit more in pocket versus trying to go off and be somebody who you're not naturally, right? People around us, especially those that we trust, they have a lot of value and they could give us good feedback. And some of the criticism we have to look at as constructive, we have to look at it. We have to have a little bit of a thicker skin to be open enough to be able to say, okay, well, what I think of myself is cool and all of that. But those who I interact with all of the time and those who I'm giving my time to, I need to involve them in what this story becomes. I need to deepen this relationship. And that's a way to do that. And they probably will ask the same of you at some point. When we do that, when we can focus on those elements that are cohesive, when we do this well, our brands become so much stronger, y'all. Way stronger than they were before, right? It becomes stronger in the sense of more people, those that we know and those that we don't know, are saying very, very similar things. There's a common denominator there. And since branding is about trust and it's about a consistency, like, that's a good thing. If it's not, if they're saying things that we don't want them to say about us, or they are focusing on elements of us that we are leaving behind, even if they're good things. So for me, a simple example of that would be like, as I moved into brand strategy and podcasting and consulting and things, there's a lot of clients or just friends that know me from my design background. And that's cool. And they may still be looking at me that way. They may not understand the shift, or they may still request designs. Like, that's what I mean by something that may not necessarily be a bad thing about you that people know you for. So it's on me to get them to understand, okay, I'm not offering design in that way anymore. I've went on to something else. I've evolved into this. And this is why this is crucial. And then usually when I explain that, that's a good look, right? But it's on us to at least make that known, what we want to be known for and who we are at this time. We have to make that evident. We have to make that prominent. People don't know what they don't know. And then at that point, you know, they'll let you know if you are good at consulting or if you were better at design, for instance. Because to sell anything requires a degree of trust from your buyer onto you, from your child onto you, from that investor onto you. To be trusted, you must be known for something. Right? So to sell anything, you need trust. And to be trusted, you got to be known for something. You need a brand. And that's what a brand is, whether you are intentional about it or not. There is a brand about you, even when you think that there is not one or you are not directing it in any way. People have a story that they use when they are describing you. Trust me. I get it. Oh, man. Okay. Anyway, that's what I got for you today. Remember, the deeper the trust, the greater the brand. And I'll go more into this on future episodes, perhaps, if y'all want to hear that. But just thought I'd give you a little insight into what branding is about at a much higher level and from a different lens. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Let me know what you thought. As usual, thank you for listening. Shine hard, grind harder. If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, And you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.